Hello, travelers, both armchair and those on the go. This is Judith Glynn, your internet radio travel host. Today, we're in Rhode Island, the country's smallest state and part of the New England region. Ask most Rhode Islanders what's special about their state's history, and they probably answer the colonial past. Others boast about the hundreds of miles of beaches, where strong waves break along the state's Atlantic coastline. But a true slice of Americana gets taken for granted here, and that's the classic American diner, stool for stool, booth for booth. In terms of cultural trends and great eats, a Rhode Island diner stop is a must. But before I give out a few suggestions on the diner scene here, some diner history is needed. In 1872, Walter Scott cut holes in the canvas sides of a freight wagon. He hitched it to a horse, who pulled it alongside a downtown Providence building for Walter to sell light foods from it. Little did he or his customers know that his concept would later become permanent structures, with counters lengthened and expanded menus. By the 1940s and 50s, which was the diner's heyday, 6,000 diners had been built, most of them anchoring northeastern neighborhoods. Today, around 2,000 classic diners remain in existence, with New England boasting the country's oldest. Some of them are even on the National Register of Historic Places. True diner aficionados can identify the manufacturer. For instance, the Sterling Streamliner resembles a locomotive, while a Worcester diner is barrel-shaped. But beware of gaudy nouveau diners, built to resemble the past. A vintage diner has manufactured elsewhere with a number tag. It was taken to a site and assembled there, with seats for around 35 patrons. Other features to look for are ceramic tile floors and half walls, chrome and stainless steel, menu boards in mahogany frames, marble or formica countertops, and sometimes a wall refrigerator that clicks shut. I think diners are a community's kitchen table. They're home to thousands of regular folk who depend upon them for sustenance and caring. Not only are they worth a visit just for the experience, but they have the fast food giants beat by a mile. Now back to Rhode Island and its diners. Considering this bite-sized state measures only 37 by 48 square miles, diner stops are easy to find. Keep in mind, most diners open early for breakfast and close mid-afternoon, so be sure to check on times before you venture out. An oddity about opening time is the Haven Brothers Diner in downtown Providence. What's unique about the Haven Brothers is that it's on wheels. Around 5 p.m., it rolls up alongside City Hall and closes when the morning dew rolls over the city, and a cast of characters stop by. The place is a giddy sideshow of club people, white-collar professionals, college students, and weirdos. If Elvis were alive, he might be twirling on the stools or using the takeout window. Top order here is the Murder Burger. That's double patties, bacon, mayo, mushrooms, lettuce, tomato, and onions. And be sure to top it off with coffee milk, a Rhode Island concoction. Somehow, the Haven Brothers Diner gets away with being a little pricey. But where else is there to go in the wee hours? Travel south on Interstate 95 to East Greenwich, a showcase community of pre-revolutionary and Victorian homes. Jiggers is a tiny Worcester-style diner on Main Street, with a few tables, 13 authentic stools, and a vintage rotary payphone hanging on one wall. Homemade potato chips here have a chipotle dipping sauce accented with sour cream and chives. That's finger-licking good for only $4.89. And do try the Johnny Cakes, which are similar to pancakes, with an origin dating back to colonial times. They're made from local stone-ground cornmeal. A stack of four costs $4.99. Another Jiggers claim to fame includes fresh chicken and eggs from local farms, where the birds are fed a vegetarian and no animal byproducts diet. The beef, too, has no additives. Across Narragansett Bay, which slices the state in half, is the Blue Plate Diner, located in Middletown. That's a stone's throw from fancy Newport, home to Gilded Age mansions, yachts, and the high life. With the bountiful Atlantic Ocean only a net away for a daily catch, the Blue Plate serves a fresh fisherman's platter, brimming with cod, scallops, shrimp, and calamari for $19. This place gets rave reviews, especially after Rhode Island Magazine named the Blue Plate the state's best diner 3 years in a row. My all-time favorite diner, and I am a Rhode Islander by birth, is the Modern Diner, built in 1940, located in Pawtucket and right off Interstate 95. The Modern is a sterling streamliner diner. Some of its booths line a rounded wall resembling a locomotive shape. Sadly, there are only two sterling streamliner diners left in the country. This one in Pawtucket is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Forget about carbs at the waste-busting Modern Diner. Menu selections can include lobster benedict, or how about French toast stuffed with blueberry cream cheese or with mascarpone and strawberries. Keep in mind, as your mouth waters, that weekends are very popular here. There's often a line out the side door. One way to skirt that is to enter through the diner's front door and take a seat at the counter. The country's smallest state has a few quirks, especially in expressions and names given to its food. Since diners are a cozy spot, if someone on the stool next to you asked, "Did you eat yet?" that means, "Did you eat yet?" If the menu lists cabinets, that's the standard milkshake or frap, sold elsewhere. A grinder is a hoagie or a sub. Stuffies are bread stuffing and a quahog, served on a shell. And a quahog is like a clam. Now, if you're interested in the food industry and want a diner experience all in one, drop into the Culinary Arts Museum at Johnson & Wales College in Providence. The objective here is for food professionals and the curious to see culinary history in the making. Sectioned by subject, the 25,000-square-foot gallery is accented with ancient cast-iron stoves, refrigerators with motors on top, and a country fair replica. There are old-fashioned menus, 7,000 cookbooks, and on and on. Fearing the complete loss of an American institution, the college put the 1929 ever-ready diner right in the middle of it all. Visitors at the diner exhibit walk through a life-size diner facade highlighted with a neon sign. Once inside, the long and fascinating history of the roadside diner is well told with menus, photographs, and furnishings. So there you have it, a little slice of the American diner's life in Rhode Island. The diners mentioned in this broadcast either have a website or receive rave reviews on others. Or simply Google Rhode Island diners, and their names will pop up all over the state. For tourist information about Rhode Island, which was one of America's 13 colonies when the country was founded, that can be found at the state's tourism website at visitrhodeisland.com or call toll-free to 800-556-2484. You can find travel articles I've written at my website, judithglynn.com. Now, the last name is spelled G-L-Y-N-N. I've also written a novel entitled A Collector of Affections. It combines travel and romance, so make sure you check that out, too.